The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello, friends, and welcome on this Saturday afternoon to the show Your Real Estate Today. If you're a first-time listener, my name is Paul Jamison. I'm the owner of the Jamison Real Estate family of companies. That's Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, and Jamison Property Investments. I am here, and this show, for the next hour, we're going to be talking about real estate. We're going to be talking about your home, your mortgage, what's going on in the industry. We might be talking about a little bit of stuff that's going to be crawling around in your home from Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. We're going to be talking. He's doing some kind of weird dance. He needs to stop or I'm going to erase him from the screen. He is. We have a lot to do today. I'm in here with TJ, my dear friend, and our producer today. He's working the boards. So glad that he is here. And the one, the only, Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Sam.
All right. Well, we've got a lot today. He's given the big wave. If you want to watch some of the show visually, if you're not an auditory type person, of course, you're listening to the radio, so it's kind of auditory. You can look and watch us on YouTube at the Jamison Realty YouTube channel. And for those that don't know, Jamison is spelled close to the whiskey, but not quite. It's J-A-M-I-S-O-N. So every bottle of Jameson whiskey I get, I just cross the E off and put an I on it. And, you know, I made it mine. So one of these days, maybe they'll get the memo. But anyhow, we're going to talk some real estate. And would you believe that I actually learned some more stuff this week? Yes, I'm on a streak. 62 years of learning every day, every week. It keeps on going. Of course, there might have been a couple of gaps while I was sleeping. But anyway, so this week, fewer people searched homes for sale on Google. Searches during the week of May 21st were down 13% from the year earlier. So either they're looking at other places besides Google, or they're just not looking. 13% less. So we have some other metrics. We have the seasonally adjusted home buyer demand index put out by Redfin, which measures a request for home tours and other home buying services. It was down 12% over the last year, week ending May 22nd. It is the largest decline since April of 2020. Touring activity for the first week of January through May 22nd was 29 percentage points behind a year earlier. Now, let me clarify. Don't forget, touring activity is directly related to inventory. If you have a significant decline in inventory, you're going to have less tours. So don't look at that as a huge indicator of, there's just less houses on the market. All right. So mortgage rates, Sandy's going to talk about, so I'm not going to talk about that. Median home sale prices were up 16% year over year to a record $400,000. The median asking price increased 18% year over year to $418,000. And the monthly mortgage payment on the median asking price declined slightly from a record high of $2,425 to about, oh, it didn't decline that much. A little bit. I'll let Sandy talk about that, too. Pending home sales were down 5.4% year over year, and new listing of homes for sale were down 0.9% from a year earlier. active list. Don't y'all love the stats? Active listings, the number of homes listed for sale at any point during the period, fell 13%. See, this is what I'm saying. So if active listings are down 13%, guess what it also says? Searches were down 13%. Well, duh. All right, next. 55% of homes that went under contract had an accepted offer within the first 2 weeks on the market, up from 53% a year earlier. 40% of homes that went under contract had an accepted offer within 1 week of hitting the market. Dang, that's fast. 40%. Jeez. Okay, this is national averages. This is not just Charlotte. This is national averages. 4.8% of homes for sale each week had a price drop. Overall, 19.1% dropped their price in the past 4 weeks, up from 13% a month earlier and 9.8% a year ago. So here's what's happening. The crazy momentum of increases is doing what? Slowing down. So as I've been saying, you're seeing some of the hecticness in the market calm down. So this message is for you buyers that have been sitting on the fence going, it's just too crazy. I've just written too many offers. I think didn't we talk about it, Sandy, a month or so ago, the average, you had to write an average of six offers?
You said six.
Like an average of six offers. And so if you are like on number four offer and you're, you know, like fed up and you go, you know what, I'm just going to stop. Don't stop, because guess what's going to happen? You're going to get left in the dust. It's going to be more expensive the longer you wait. So what I said last time still holds true. And then I'm going to go over to the mortgage update with Sandy, is that if you wait, not only will it be more expensive, okay, you're missing out on opportunities, because there was a small increase in inventory. Of course, it rounded to zero, but we expect to see more houses come in these next couple of months. So don't sit on the sidelines, because it's going to keep getting more expensive. And there's not as much of a battle going on as you see, because the rates and the change in rate has a lot of people that have dropped out that just can't afford to buy now. So don't give up. If your realtor's not cutting it, sit down with them and put together a strategy and ask that realtor, what do I need to give you so I can win? Okay, Sandy Dickens at Cross Country Mortgage. How about that update?
That is pretty good stuff. And rates seem to be plateauing for a little bit. Hopefully that will last, but you never know. So what I wanted to talk about just for a second was points, because I'm getting so many questions about it. So the way that the market is pricing loans right now, most people are paying about a point to get the rate. So sometimes we have no points, and the buy-down cost. So a point equals 1% of the loan amount. And so it takes typically about 5 years to break even by paying a point through the lower payment. Right now the buy downs are cheaper, so it's only taking about 3 years. So that's why people are paying points right now. That's different from origination points. Origination points, the originator keeps the money. And I don't mean the person, but the company keeps the money, whether it's a bond loan or whether they just charge them. We typically don't charge any origination points, but we do charge discount points that actually reduce the rate. So it's a good thing to evaluate both with and without points if the without is available, and sometimes it's not. So hopefully that helped clear up a little bit of what's going on. Job market is tightening. Looks like recession is down the road, and that should ultimately in a couple of years bring down points, bring down rates. So, you know, jump in right now while the prices are good and the rates aren't horrible, and then you'll have good opportunities in the future to refinance and get something lower.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, Sandy. It really does. If somebody needs to reach you and has questions or wants to apply, they should.
They should call my mobile at 704-577-0144.
704-577-0144, Sandy Dickinson, Cross Country Mortgage. Coming up, Sam Ivey with Ivy Exterminating, going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in your home. Crawl spaces was his big thing today, but we got a lot more to going there. And then I'm going to give you, according to the U.S. News and World Report, the top 10 best places to live in 2022 and 2023. And the number one place will surprise you. It shocked me for sure. So we'll be right back. More with Sam Ivey, myself, Paul Jamison. Thank you, Sandy, with Cross Country. Stay with us. We've got more to come on the show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT. Welcome back, friends. We're at the show, Your Real Estate Today. If you're out popping around on a Saturday afternoon, I'm Paul Jamison, your host, owner of the Jamison Real Estate family of companies. That's Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments, here with Sam Ivey with Ivy Exterminating. Hey, Sam, welcome.
Hey, how's it going? It's so good to be on the radio today.
Yeah, nice day today. So, Sam, I teased the fact that not only am I going to give people later on in the show the top 10 places to live in 2022 and 23. And oh, I'm also going to give them, if you're wanting to do upgrades on a budget that costs less than $5,000, I have that too. I have the published list and my list. Ooh, that's good, huh? We teased crawl spaces, and you made a comment that said, what about the crawl space right now? It's doing what?
Paul, right now it is like a rainforest in the crawl spaces. The humidity is through the roof. I've had 3 full body mud bath facial today in the crawl space. I mean, just pure nasty. And, you know, these are people, these are expensive homes, and they're expensive mud baths. Yeah. So don't let your home provide mud baths for your bug guy. Charge them if you're going to send them in there to get a mud bath.
Yeah.
But, no, right now the humidity is through the roof, and it's only going to get worse as we move into the summer. That's one of the things that happens around here every summer. The humidity gets high, and these crawl spaces just start to become a train wreck. The wood starts to attract the moisture level in the wood starts climbing high, and then it gives way to fungal growth in your crawl space. The dew point, you end up with all this warm, humid air that's attracted to all these cold zones in your crawl space. Your HVAC ducts start to sweat. That causes them to become loose off of the floor registers or the registers in your crawl space, and you start losing cold air in your house to your crawl space. And you don't want that, because now you just are creating an even more substantial problem in your crawl space. And you end up with just puddles of water all over the plastic. People, I had 3 houses today. The vent, foundation vents on the front of the house had tons of yard debris, and the water was just pouring right through those foundation vents into the crawl space. Mm. And you could actually see where the little channel, the river, the water flow pattern took in the crawl space all the way to get to the lowest point of the crawl space. But right now it is just a mess, and it's something that needs to be dealt with. And, you know, I'm just amazed at how many people I come in contact with that just don't have their crawl space checked on a regular basis, Paul. Mm. And, you know, the state recommends every 12 to 16 months. But right now is a great time to have your crawl space checked out, because you're going to get an idea of the worst possible season, the worst condition, the worst time of the year, to really know how bad it is. And we can help you get all those problems fixed and straightened out.
Right. So, Sam, let me cite a couple of examples and then please elaborate. 2 things. Number one, you guys did a crawl space inspection for me at my office. What you found out was that I was air conditioning the crawl space. And number two, what you found out was I had an issue I did not know I had with a particular, where the refrigerator ice line that went under the house from the sink to the refrigerator had a pinhole in it that had been spraying all over the floor joists of the house. And on it was a very, on the joist was a substance that was of a very dark color that was not healthy. And so yeah. Getting in that crawl space, and number three, and please elaborate on this, at my home, I will never have that problem.
Yeah, never. Paul, it's just money well spent time and time and time again. I mean, just having somebody go in that crawl space once a year is the best money you're going to spend all year, just to avoid the costly compound problems that are going to come your way. I mean, most people, they don't have a crawl space checked on a regular basis. They end up getting wildlife in there. The wildlife get in there and start ripping and tearing down electrical wires. People can't figure out why an outlet's not working. They don't call anybody. The airflow in there isn't right. It gets musty, and they can't figure out why. And it's because of all these different issues that take place in the crawl space. And they're at their worst this time for the next 2 to 3 months. It's just a great time to get it checked out and get it fixed and get it resolved, because, I mean, right now we're just seeing crazy, crazy pricing in the real estate market, and you don't want to lose all that money and have to spend it on the backside.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, what you're saying is true. And at my house, I think it was, 30 days after I moved in, you guys took care of my crawl space. Tell a little bit about what you guys did there.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a great team of guys. I mean, we really have been blessed to have a great crew here. I mean, from the girls who answer the phones, to the guys that come out and do the inspections, to the guys that come out and do the installs. But we come in, depending upon the service and what your needs are for your particular house, because not all houses are the same, and not all houses need every single piece or the full enchilada, so to speak. But we'll come out, we'll inspect it, we'll see what you need. You may need a new vapor barrier, which we can put. We have various ranges of thickness that give you different lifespan of protection in your crawl space. If you have fungal growth, we'll come in and clean. You know, Paul, there's a lot of companies out there that are just going in the crawl space and they're sanding that fungal growth off of the wood so that it looks new. And what they're really doing is they're just releasing all those spores back into the crawl space. And really, 40% of your indoor air quality is a result of the crawl space. So all those spores end up working their way in. And if you're not using a reliable company that's putting HEPA-grade air filters in your house and maintaining and changing those filters on a regular basis, putting negative air pressure and flow on the crawl space, you're just going to end up with even worse problems down the road and potentially health problems on top of it. But we take the proper precautions to clean it and to put the dehumidifier in there to ensure you're not going to have a problem that's going to come back. You know, and another piece is the ongoing monitoring. We provide our customers with a humidity monitor display unit that allows them to keep track of what's going on in their crawl space. And if something happens and it gets out of range, then we come out and address it. And on top of it, we're coming out on either a yearly or biannually time to change out the air filters, just like we would on your regular HVAC systems, check the air filters, change them out, clean the condensation lines, clean the coils, doing your regular checkup to make sure that dehumidifier is going to last you the lifetime of your home.
Yeah, and when we're talking about dehumidifier here, just to clarify in the final minute of this segment, we're not talking about the kind you buy at Home Depot or Lowe's. We're not talking about the kind you plug in and empty out the little bucket. These are very, this sucker's really different.
Yeah, you need a proper size dehumidifier to handle the cubic volume of your crawl space. You need a commercial grade one, not one from Home Depot. They're not set up and designed to last long. They're going to create more problems. Some of them have been prone to fire issues because of the plastic. There are issues with where they're being made and manufacturing and the different type of metals that are being used, and because they're crossing metallurgy, they're breaking down and they're not working, and then you're ending up with a problem. And this mold stuff in the right conducive condition can show back up in a matter of months if you don't take care of it properly.
Absolutely. Well, more to come with Sam, because I'm going to ask him about mosquitoes we have knocking on our patio door. And then I'm going to talk to you more about what's going on in the market, that list of top 10 places to live, and the $5,000 upgrades coming to the Show Your Real Estate Today. Stay with us. News Talk 1110-993 WBT. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're having fun on this Saturday afternoon to Show Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison here with Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments, here with Sam Ivey with Ivey Exterminating, spending Saturday afternoon talking about your real estate. If you're just now coming on, Sam was helping us understand what is going on in the crawl space of your home and ways that they can help you prevent. What did you say the stat was, Sam? The 40% of the air that you breathe in your home comes from the crawl space. Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right. 100%.
All right. I passed the test. All right. So, Sam, here's the next question. Okay. So, every morning around our glass sliding door, there seems to be a population of mosquitoes. And I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're, you know, just kind of hanging out, you know, smell blood on the inside, or, you know, looking inside at what I'm having for breakfast. But they're always hanging out right by the sunny side of that side door and ready to go and have a nice little blood meal. And it's all females, of course, because they're the ones that take the blood meal from you, right? Are they playing bunco? You know, what are they doing there? And how do I get rid of them bad boys?
Well, they heard you were the best local watering hole for Jamison whiskey.
Bunco it is, then.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere in mosquito world.
Exactly. That's what it seems like. I mean, because we do the mosquito treatment, so they're nowhere near. They're only there. They're only in that same area. I mean, like, come on, are they hiding?
No, you know, they're drawn to those sunny, reflective surfaces. And, you know, one of the things that happens with these reflective surfaces is they see and they think that there is a larger population there. And so they gather in those areas thinking that there's a larger population there. But, you know, these mosquitoes this time of year have just been brutal all across the city. It doesn't matter where you live or what you're doing. They are out in full force looking for that next blood meal. You know, mosquitoes are attracted to a handful of different things. They are attracted to your breath, the carbon dioxide that we put out. They can sense that carbon dioxide from about 50 yards away. Now, they're not incredibly fast flyers. It'll take them a while to get there, but as those different senses and breath and are being detected by them, they're gravitated towards them. You know, one of the natural things that people can do in their yard, certain scents will confuse the mosquito, like mint. Mint is one of them for sure that will kind of confuse them. It makes it harder for them to sniff out the carbon dioxide that you're putting away. But you know, that female is incredibly aggressive. She's drawn to your sweat as well too. So when you're out there in the afternoon doing yard work or enjoying the late afternoon sun in the backyard and you're sweating, that bacteria in your sweat is an attractant to them, and is extremely tempting to them to come and find out where you're at.
Now, do those salmonella candles or whatever, is that what you're talking about too, the scent that confuses them? Do those suckers actually work?
You know, they do work to some degree. You know, when I go hunting, I'll take one of those thermocell units, which interacts with a cartridge and propane, and it does emit off a chemical kind of fragrance. And it's got fan, and it does give you some barrier and protection. But there, you know, if you were going to set that up in your yard, we ran into one company that's using some kind of new bucket system where you literally have these buckets all around your yard to try to catch these mosquitoes. It's very unsightly looking. But, you know, there's a chemical pheromone that they're attracted to and go into them and die. So, you know, pheromone science is coming a long way. You know, when Zika was on the rise, they were actually genetically modifying mosquitoes to go in and breed with certain species to make them infertile so that the population would die off. So it's really fascinating, all the different science that is coming down the pipeline in the bug world alone of just how we're trying, because, you know, mosquitoes especially are an incredibly deadly insect. They carry a numerous bloodborne pathogens and can transmit that, and they're feeding from dogs to any type of mammal, whether it be a rat, a raccoon, a possum, any of these different mammals. They're going to feed, and then they're going to bounce around and look for another host so that they can continue to reproduce and do what they do best, be a nuisance to us. So you need to get a good solid company that understands mosquito control properly and can get out there and get them taken care of for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important. So, you know, so I guess they're coming over to our glass door, you said, reflectively, and looking in the mirror, thinking that there are other mosquitoes on the other side, so they're hanging out with them, or they're doing their hair with them, or they're doing whatever it is they're doing. And I didn't really realize that mosquitoes like to hang around in groups like that, or are attracted to groups like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all of us at the end of the day are social beings. We, you know, there's a certain degree which, we're left alone, it's bad juju. So get the gang together and go over to Paul's house and get all the Jamesons you want.
That's it. I think that, hey, well, what the heck are they doing there? Go away. All right. Also, I wanted to talk to you about rodents. We got about 2.5 minutes left. Talk about what rodents are on the move. They seem to be moving and looking for cooler spaces to hang out.
Yeah, you know, across the board, population density, whether you're human, an insect, an animal, or whatever, has fascinating impacts on society. And right now, we're throwing up apartments and condos left and right. I mean, right over here in the NoDot area, I mean, you could throw a rock and hit an apartment condo complex. And as you just increase that amount of people in an area, you increase the trash, you increase the harborage areas, you just create conducive environments for these rodents to live, to breed, and just to create massive amounts of problems. We're seeing it in our apartment complexes, and, you know, in the next few years, if Charlotte and us as a city don't really get a grip on the sanitation issues here in our city, we're going to find ourselves looking like some of these states up north that have really, really severe rodent problems. It's a real problem down here, but we know how to do it. They are incredibly smart creatures. They reproduce in pairs. So if you have four in a litter, you're going to have two males and two females. So you're going to exponentially get a rapid growth out of these rodents really fast. And they can be very challenging to get rid of because you get these alphas in these packs, and they will kind of dominate, and they're smarter, and they will survive. So you really have to know what you're doing. You just can't throw traps or throw bait out there and hope they're going to go away. You really have to be strategic on it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, in the final segment coming up, we're going to talk. I'm going to ask Sam about, are there certain types of lights we can put out in decoratively in the yard to cut down the bug population? And also, what's the deal with spiders? And then, of course, you're going to hear from me the top 10 places to live and the $5,000 and under upgrades. So got a lot to do in the last segment, so stay with us to show your real estate today. We'll be right back on News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT. Welcome back to the Show Your Real Estate Today, rocking out here in the studio with my friend and producer TJ, as well as Sam Ivey with Ivey Exterminating. I'm Paul Jamison, your host, owner of Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments. If you're just tuning in, this is the show, Your Real Estate Today, talking about your home. And we just talked about the rodents, so I'm glad that's over because it's kind of creepy. So, Sam, first of all, Carrie wants to hang up some lights outside. She wants to do something really cool. And what I said is, wait a minute, before you do that, I want to know what kind of bulbs to put out there so that I'm not increasing the amount of issues with bugs that will take away from my evening or get in my drink.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I heard Carrie was wanting to put those black lights out there and create that disco rave party.
Yeah, she wants there. Those black lights that look, you know, that zap the bugs. We were thinking about decorating with bug zappers, you know, like in a big circle.
Yeah, you know, lighting is definitely an issue for pest control in your yard. Yellow lights definitely do not attract insects as much as your whiter, brighter lights.
Okay.
Those whiter lights typically will give off a little more heat. They're a little more drawn to them as well. So if you a lot of times when you're out, you come up to some homes, you'll see where they have switched that front porch light out for a more yellow light. And that's because of those insect problems that they've had to try to help reduce that. Those insects are drawn to those lights because they see it, they're following it, it gives them a sense of safety and security, and they're looking for food in those locations as well. But because those little flying insects start showing up, it gives way to kind of your second problem that you were talking about with spiders. And that's why most of the time when you find spiders on a home, you're going to find them around the door thresholds, around your window eaves and corners, and around those lights in the front of the house, because all those little flying gnats are drawn into those areas. So the spider goes, hey, let's set up shop where we can get an easy meal and catch it easy. So they'll spin their web in those areas so that they can catch your food. Especially at night when you're in your house and you've got all the lights on, those lights are reflecting out. Those insects pick up on those signatures and are drawn to it. And again, those spiders go right back and start building their webs in those corners. You know, we come out quarterly, we knock down all the spider webs. We'll put a product out in those areas where spiders typically will hang out. And just kind of a good rule of thumb, spiders don't like to have to do any more work than necessary, kind of like us humans. So if you keep knocking down a spider web with a broom, they're going to give up and they're going to go somewhere else But, you know, spiders are beneficial as well, too, towards knocking down other insect problems in your yard. So they're a benefit. They're a beneficial insect, but not when they're coming in your door and being a nuisance to your family.
Well, I've got those Ring cameras that have the floodlights. So all the time, the spider is like making the web, and every time it passes the sensor, it sets off the daggum Ring camera, turns the light on. It's like, stop it already. And then the moths see the light, and the moths come, and they set off the daggum camera.
Yeah.
So they need to make those things yellow lights, not white lights. Ring.
Yep.
A ding ding. Hello.
I need to have a little pesticide mister when it comes on it.
Yeah, that's now you're talking, man. All right. So let's start out with, according to the U.S. News and World Report, the top 10 best places to live in 2022-2023. Some of these won't surprise you. I'm going to start with number 10, so that is the lower of 10, and I'll get to number 1. San Francisco, California. Number 9, Sarasota, Florida. Love me some Sarasota, Florida. Siesta Key. It's awesome. Here's one that surprised me. Number 8, Portland, Maine. Portland, Maine. Of all 2 months of summer, black flies, ain't having it. All right, number 7, Fayetteville, Arkansas. I mean, this is the top 10 best places to live in 2022-23. I mean, nothing against Arkansas. I like Arkansas. Number 6, Raleigh, North Carolina. How come it's always Raleigh and not Charlotte? Well, I've lived in Raleigh. Raleigh ain't Charlotte. Too many roads. All right, number 5, San Jose, California. I kind of see that. Number 4, Boulder, Colorado. Now, top 3. This one surprised me. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Number 3, I know. Home of the cheesehead. Number 2, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I can see that, right? You know? Okay, this will blow your mind. I should probably have saved this for a trivia question. The number 1 place is Huntsville, Alabama. Who would have said that? You know? Come on. Number 1, Huntsville, Alabama. I think they paid to be on that list. Okay. Next, I want to talk to you. I get a lot of questions about, hey, what can I do to improve my home, either to get it ready for sale or some improvements that I can make for under $5,000? Now, they had their list. Then I'm going to give you mine. Number 1 is exterior paint. Well, duh. Number 2, the patio. Work on the patio. Get those pavers. Get out there and make yourself a patio. You can buy a lot of pavers for less than $5,000, but you got to do it yourself. Because if you're paying somebody else, it's going to cost you, you know, the old arm and the old leg. All right, next, interior paint. Well, duh. Next, hardwood floors. Now, I don't know anybody in the universe that's going to lay hardwood floors for under $5,000. Now, you could get the, well, I don't even know that you could even get the hardwoods right now for that amount. So I'm not really sure that I agree with that one. I'm more of an LVP guy, the luxury vinyl plank or luxury vinyl tile. I think that's a better choice for your money. Next, built-in bookshelves. Now, that I like. That's a nice improvement. You can add an accent feature to a room. That works. All right. Next, kitchen appliances, changing them out. There's some really cool appliances out there. $5,000 is a pretty good budget. You can probably get a microwave for that right now. kitchen countertops. Well, some of those prices have gone down. Now, when it comes to granite, when it comes to quartz, when it comes to other things, thickness matters. So if you've got somebody really looking like, oh, that's a really good deal on granite, you might need to ask a couple questions. Like, is this a half inch granite countertop? You know, that's not very thick. Or So make sure you get a good grade, and then, you know, what kind of edges are you going to put on it? What about the sink, etc.? Next, shower or tub replacement. That's a good one. I give them credit for that. You can, you know, you can get rid of an old skanky tub or shower. Opening the floor up, taking a wall out. Yeah, yeah, I got that. Here's one I did like, a closet system, right? An organization system in your master closet or in the closet. That adds a lot of value. People really like that stuff. So here's mine. New lights. Go out and get some new lights. Lights make a huge impact on upgrades in your house, especially that spidery looking gold one that was there for so many years that, you know, we're in everybody's dining room. You just want to kind of like take it and tow it behind your car. All right. So new faucets are great. A new mailbox, a new front door, power washing. There's a cheap upgrade. A new sink in the kitchen. How about some molding? Ooh, there's a good one. New hardware on the kitchen cabinets. That's like under $200. A new fridge. Exterior lights, and they can even be solar. But I got a great tip from John and Dave. If you're going to do solar lights, get a small bead of silicone, clear silicone caulk, and put it around the outside of the little solar panel to keep the water from getting in and ruining it. It's a great idea. I got called into their show this weekend. An outdoor grill, an outdoor fireplace that's pre-made, smart features like the Nest camera. That works out great too. And those features help you sell the home. All right. Sam, if they want to call you to get some help with their crawl space or crawlies around their home, how do they get you?
Give us a call at 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
704-334-1616 or bugivy.com. You can reach us at Jameson at 846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. God bless. Take care. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. The show, Your Real Estate Today.